Aubrey and I skipped Timmy Lou all over the place. We spent the day at a Girl Scout day camp down in Alachua County during the summer. And we had a lot of fun doing the saw for the girls. There were a lot of them there. And I had my homemade toys there and had my tales there and some little songs there. It's fun to share and so that we can keep these things alive and moving. I'm sure whoever belongs to that station wagon down there in the crafts booth is going to move it. Maybe he needs to be nudged. You know, there are two things that are sinful around here. Well, three things. It's sinful not to have a good time. And it's sinful to bring your dog. And it's sinful to go naked. So let's don't see any fellers around here without shirts on. Because this is a folk festival. They want us to move our umbrella for the pictures. So we're just taking time. You see, that's all we have here. Isn't it wonderful? We're here to have a good time. Enjoy it together. Young man called me all the way from Toronto, Canada, and said, "Cousin Thelma, I'm way up here having a wonderful time singing in little coffee houses, and I just wanted you to know that I'm available." Well, we had auditioned him last year when he came up from Channel 5. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the stage now Tom Shedden of Gainesville and most recently of Toronto, Canada.
Okay, this is almost all instrumental. Morning. This is a song that was written by Al Poindexter and myself. It's called Mountain Rain. I hope it doesn't bring nothing on us today. About the rain that falls on the mountains, runs down to the streams and the creeks, and then out to the ocean. If you listen close enough, supposedly you're supposed to hear it all happen. Recently in the the school systems and all over the country, there's been talk about how much education children should be given about where they came from and things like this. A lot of controversy over it. Get this thing hung here. So I found this song that seems to settle the whole question about telling people. It answered all my questions. I was a little nervous myself, apprehensive. Curious about the cabbage leaf of the stork. And I discovered I was wrong. There's an island way out in the sea, where the babies, they all grow on trees. And it's jolly good fun to swing in the sun. But you gotta watch out if you sneeze, sneeze. Gotta watch out if you sneeze. You gotta watch out if you sneeze. For swinging up there in those trees, well, you're liable to cough. You might very well fall off. Tumble down, flop on your knees, knees. Tumble down, flop on your knees. Now when the stormy winds wail, the breezes blow high in a gale, there's a curious plopping and dropping and flopping. Fat little babies just hail, hail. Fat little babies just hail. Now the babies lie all in a pile, and the grown-ups they come after a while. And they always pass by all the babies that cry. Take only babies that smile, smile. Take only babies that smile. Even triplets and twins if they'll smile. When I auditioned here, I brought out this guitar and played a song about a man that drove a train. I did this song for Cousin Thelma. She said she liked it, and I really like it. Well, they gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, "Steed away behind time. This is not 38, man. It's old 97. You must put her in Spencer on time." He looked round and said to his black breeze, "If I'm in, said, shovel in a little more coal. 'Cause when we cross that white oak mountain, you will watch old 97 roar." Then he was going down the street, making 90 miles an hour, when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was stalled to death, I was dead. It's a rutty rough road from Lynchburg to a dandel and a rise on a 3 mile grade. It was on this grade that he lost his average, and you see what a jump he made. And a telegram came to Washington Station. This is what it said. Well, that brave engineer that ran on 97 is laying in O'Danville dead. He was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour, when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was scalded to death by the steam. So listen on here, you young ladies, from this time on and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He will leave you and never return. Thank you very much.
Well, I believe he gets A, don't you? Let's give him an A hand. You know, Florida Folk Festival has spawned lots of little festivals. The first one, I keep telling people, I say, "Have you been to the Florida Folk Festival?" And they say, "No, I never have been." And I say, "Well, you don't know what you're missing." Well, I told some of my family by marriage, if all my family were here today, there'd be 65 of us, just immediate sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, great nieces and nephews, and of course a few in-laws thrown in, but they're real nice too. But I do have a row full right down here on the front row. But anyway, these little festivals, one at Apopka, I finally got one of my cousins by marriage to come. And, oh, she was the maddest thing you ever saw. She said, to think I've been missing it all these years. So she went right home and started a little one-day festival. And it's October 27th in Apopka. And it's all day long, and it's delightful. We have it on the football field. Sometimes we have to wait for them to finish playing football before we can take over. But put that, if you live in the Orlando area, put that on your calendar and come to the festival. And I want to tell the participants, too, that if you'd like to take part in that festival, we'd like to know it and send you an invitation to that festival. Well, this one then sprung up at Dade City, and it's in conjunction with the Heart of Florida Fair, and we call it the Heart of Florida Folk Festival. It's a one-day one, too, and it's fun. Last year, we had it in March. I don't know when we'll have it next year. Well, then, my goodness, we slipped over the Georgia line and had one at Folkestone out under the trees, the great big oaks on the courthouse square. And then we went up to Fernandina, by Jove, and with the shrimp boat racers and had a little festival. And at that festival, I discovered these marvelous puppeteers. Let's welcome them, the Shoestring Puppet Theater from Fernandina Beach. Give them a great big hand. They are just the best you ever saw.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, citizens of our fair city, it gives me great pleasure to present to you a man who, over 150 years ago, walked the streets of salty sea towns like Nantucket, Fernandina Beach, the Dry Tortugas, ha-ha! A man dauntless in the face of combat. A man feared but respected by all for his courage under fire. Ha ha. A man, what can I say? A man irresistible to women of all ages, from 16 to 65. It gives me great pleasure to present to you Captain Boom Boom. A man affectionately known by all the members of his crew by the name of Scurvy. A man as handy with the women as he is with a poignard. Captain Boom Boom! A man whose heart is stout, great bravery, and though he be a ghost of his former self, is always irresistible to people everywhere. Captain Boom Boom! I don't know. There must be some mistake. I was talking to him only 5 minutes ago. Maybe if I count to three and I'll smash my cymbals together and we'll all scream at the tops of our lungs or whatever. Captain Boom Boom, those words. Ready? Yeah. Okay, here we go. One. Two. Three.
Captain!
Wait a minute. Okay, we're going to try this again. Ready? Okay, here we go. Wait for the cymbals now. One. Two. Three.
Captain Boom Boom!
Yeah, Captain. Thought you'd almost forgotten.
Me? Forget? Forget? What?
Your speech.
Oh, me speech. Our Buckaloid never forget me speech. Not I.
Sure, I'm glad you showed up, Captain. Let's give the Captain a big hand.
Good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure to be here in this fair, peaceful community of White Springs. Now, it's oft said by us seafaring folk that White Springs has been renowned for its lovely ladies. Ha ha! But are we oft come inland to fair cities like these to find us a bride or two? Now, imagine if you can, the loneliness a-wafting about the light Atlantic airs with only a cantankerous old shrimp for company. Tis fair more than man or beast can stand. But now, good old cousin Falmer, bless her barnacles, she reft me and gived me the name and address of a fair young lady. And we've been corresponding for these long months to see. Does me heart good, it does. And oh, no! Saints preserve us all! Oh, sure. Woe is me!
Hey, stop this. Hey, I thought you'd come here to find a bride. If I'd known you were going to be here making a windbag out of yourself, I never would have come on a silly old trip.
Sheldon, what are you doing here? I left you standing on watch. Come here. What happens now if tall Betsy shows up? Ah, don't you know? She's been after me ever since I last saw her to Folkestone. And it was a narrow escape she's not likely to forget when I barely missed her clammy clutches. You gotta get back on watch, shrimp.
Well, okay, well, hurry up and find your bride. Nobody here wants to hear you making an old windbag out of yourself and flapping your gums.
Our shrimp, watch your tongue. I'll have you know they ask me to make a speech.
Well, it's just not fair. I demand equal time. After all, we shrimps are older than you anyway. Captain. You know, I was running the seas long before you. In fact, I was running them seas when you thought coffee was something that stunch of growth. Shrimp? I'm worth even more than you. I'm about $2.50 on the open market. What are you worth?
I'll brook no insults from you. I'll fence the hide and offer you, shrimp.
Temper, Captain. You wouldn't want all these folks to see you throwing temper tantrum right here, would you?
I'll slit your whiskers for that, shrimp. Get off on the watch. I'm telling you, get out.
Hey, Captain. Hello, Spotter. There's lots of pretty girls around here.
You dumb shellhead. It's the ugly ones you gotta watch out for. Be gone. Now, where was I afore and I was so rudely interrupted? Let me see here. What? I can explain. Let me, you see, there were this woman that they, there's these rumors going around, no doubt you've heard, that I broke me pledge to a lady in Folkestone. Buying the name Tall Betsy. No doubt she started them vicious lies herself. You see what it was. She presented herself to me on false pretenses, she did. And to save me on her, there was naught I could do but retreat with a thorn. I sealed our betrothal within a kiss. So that she ain't got no hold on me here. Now let me... Oh, yeah, I was talking to you about me correspondence. The name of that lovely maiden, Jeannie. To be Jeannie with the light brown hair. She said she'd meet me here today, and she'd be wearing a red rose in her hat, so and I could recognize her. Jeannie, me darling, wait and I'll come to fetch you. Well, there.
Oh,
Now you come up here and meet them all. Oh, they're good people here.
Oh, yes.
Ain't she a prize, folks? Har! What a beauty, army days!
Go on, Captain. I'll bet you tell that to all the women.
She's a shy one, she is, folks. But you watch me style now. I'll turn on all me charms to her. Ha ha. Betsy, me darling. I love you. I'm here to proclaim me ardor to you publicly, that in all the world can publicly witness the great enormity of me love for you.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Ar now, I'm asking you, I will be faithful and true and honorable to me word. Do you understand what I'm asking to you, Betsy, me da- Dini, darling?
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh,
go on, Captain.
Will you be me bride, darling? Will you marry me?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Rahar! Let's seal our betrothal with a kiss. Pull Betsy! No! 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 No!
Oh, isn't that sweet? Tears of joy!
Oh, that's all right, sweetie. Come on. I know you're overjoyed. But come on, let's have that kiss to seal our promise.
Ah, you be the ugliest woman I've ever seen in me barn days.
Oh, well, beauty's only skin deep, you know.
Aye, but our ugly's clear to the bone.
Oh, you can learn to love me.
I'd sooner learn to love a squid at the bottom of the sea. Be gone with you.
Oh, no, now let's have that kiss. Besides, you promised.
I never promised you nothing there, wench. You betrayed me. Now stand back or I'll stick you with me sword.
You forget. I'm already a ghost, honey. And look out. If you don't give me that kiss, I'm going to have all my swamp ghoulies tear you from limb to limb.
Arr, back now. Arr, hark. What's that I hear? Wait now. Yes, quiet, wench. There be trouble aboard me ship. I've got to go now, folks. You watch her. Talk to her. Play anything. I've got to go.
What's that? Come back here. I'm not going to let you go away.
We've seen puppets, but I think they take the cake, don't you? Let's give them another hand. They're just like the musical saw. There are things that we can't do without on a folk festival program. The beating of the straws, the ballad singers. And we can't get along with our lovely blind singers, Tom and Esther Beadnall. Evelyn Beers said once that it's from folks like Cousin Het that we learn. Let's welcome them to the mics now. Tom and Esther Beadnall from Orange Park. Lovely singers.
Song we're going to sing, my grandfather and grandmother used to sing on winter evenings, and I learned it, we learned it from them. It's called an answering back ballad. In the 1830s, there was a great migration from New York State and New England to Wisconsin, and that's what this song's about. Everybody wanted to go.
Since the times are so hard, I must tell you, sweetheart, I've a mind to give up my plow and my cart and away to Wisconsin a journey to go and suffer my
sins
other men do. For here I must labor all day in the field, and the winter consumes all the flowers to yield.
Oh, husband, dear husband, remember, sweetheart, you long had neglected your plow and your cart, your horses, sheep, and cattle at random do roam, and your Sunday jacket goes every day on. So stay on the farm and you'll suffer no loss, for the sun that goes roaming will gather no loss.
Oh, come, let us go, and don't let us stand. We will furnish the
come, let us go, and don't let us sleep.
And don't let it go.
Let's start that one once more. Come, let us go, and don't let us sleep.
Oh, come, let us go, and don't let us stand.
Wait, for the angel goes rolling, and I want to be free.
There you a fine lady, and who knows but I may be a rich governor long ere I die.
Oh, husband, dear husband, remember that land is too clear. In the pasture, the labor of many a year, your fine sheep and cattle will long be too fine. And you'll hardly get settled before you will die.
Oh, come, let us go, and go, let us stand. We will find us the stone open for our hand. There's sheep and cattle are not very dear, and we'll feed on fat buffalo half of the year.
Oh, husband, remember that land of delight. It's a land that my Indians will murder by night. Your house will be plundered and burned to the ground, while your wife and your children lie mangled around.
Oh, wife, you convince me, I'll argue no more, for I never once thought of our dying before.
I love our
dear children, although they are small, but you, my dear wife, are more precious than all.
So we'll
stay on the farm and we'll suffer no loss, for the stone that goes rolling will gather no moss.
That's written on what they call one of the old molds. I want to sing a Scotch ballad called, or a ballad called Lady Mary, which was taught to me by Mark Moore of Colorado. He came from his palace grand, and he came to my cottage door. His words were few, but his looks were forevermore. For the soul to Today in his palace grand, on a floor strewn here he lies, with his beautiful lids half closed, or his sad and beautiful eyes. And I, with those who mourn, I stood, I am on a knee, but I was nothing to him, though he the human heart ne'er knows, will the spirit understand. But in that celestial place, will our sorrows redeemed be? Will thank you. That is the ballad of the maid who is not able to have anything to do with a person of high degree. That's the way it used to be. We're glad it's not that way now. Now we're going to turn to a completely pioneer ballad of this country, and Tom is going to sing the ballad of Pompey Smash, which is registered on tomorrow's program, but it's too long for the time we have tomorrow, so we're going to sing it today.
Darling, can't tell you where I come from and where I got my learning. Down in old Virginia, where you're meeting all the great men, I am Pompey Smash, one of the principal estate men. I am one of the second best this side the sun. When I push out my chest, I would weigh a half a ton. I will tell you of the fight that I had with Davy Crockett. He was half coon, half horse, and half skyrocket. I met him one day when I was going gunning. Said I, where are you going? Said he, I'm going cooning. Said I, where's your gun? Said he, I have none. And I wondered how he hunted without one. Oh, we went to the woods, and there we saw a squirrel sitting on a pine knot, eating sheep sorrel. Davy raised his feet, and at the squirrel did grin. I just set aside and sort of laughed at him. Then Davy said, he surely must be dead, for I thought I saw the bark fly around the barman's head. So we went over there, the truth to discover, and there was a pine knot big as Davy's liver. And I, if it ain't as big as a possum, say, Davy Crockett, you call this a scrotum. Said he, a black cat, you better not laugh, or I'll pinball your ears back and bite you in half. So I laid down the powder horn and all my ammunition. Said I, Davy Crockett, I'll spy your ambition. So we fought a half a day and then agreed to stop it. For I was badly whooped and so was Davy Crockett. And looking for our heads, we found them both missing. For he had bit off mine and I had swallowed his.
Well, she finally got here. While you bring the bottle phone on, I'm going to ask one of the first citizens of Florida, one of our favorite people, Betty Mae Jumper, to come forward. Betty Mae is from down Dania Way, Hollywood. Betty Mae was the first Indian girl to complete high school in the state of Florida. She's had many honors bestowed on her. She was the first female, woman's lib, elected chairman of the Seminole Indian Tribal Council. Also, she served as president of the Tribal Council. In fact, I think she held both offices at the same time. Let's give Betty Mae a great big hand as she comes forward here. Right in front of this. Want to bring your boy with you? This is one of her children. Introduce him.
Good morning. We are very glad to be here this morning. I always look forward to come, and Cousin Sam always give me plenty of time to get ready and come. So there's four of us came this morning. Two of them got sick on us, so there were six of us supposed to come, but there's only four of us and one little boy this morning. So we are here, and I'm going to sing a couple songs. Before I sing this, I want to tell you a little bit about our tribe. We live near Miami, 22 miles north of Miami, named Hollywood. We have three reservations, two around the lakes, and one in Hollywood. And I came from the Hollywood. That's a business section of our tribe. This is where we operated from. And have an office there. In 1957, we become organized tribe. So we run our business like elected presidents and elected, like you all elect people in your cities. Well, that's the way we do. I serve as a chairman for 4 years. And that's the first time, as Cousin Samuel told you, that a woman leading a tribe. It was very hard work. So, then on top of that, President Nixon asked me to serve on Indian Council 2 years. And there's eight Indians selected from all over the United States and Alaska. And so I served with them 2 years also. And last year, I just kind of retired a little bit. I've been going for 6 years straight, going all over the United States and Alaska and Canada. So I just stopped a little bit, and now I'm staying home and working on a reservation. Happened with sending the kids to school, and I work with a health and everything, interpreting. This is what I'm doing. That's what I started off, and now I'm back over there. And once in a while, I come to the other places like this, and I'm still with a USET for the tribe. I'm with a Southeastern tribe, so we travel and still go to the other reservations. So there's a lot of things that we have come and improved on our tribe. And But we try to hold our culture back, teaching our Indian kids about the ways of the Seminoles we used to live, and making things in costumes and souvenirs. It's almost getting away from us because these Indian kids become educated and they get in out of states, intermarried people. But we're still teaching them. And these are some of the songs that are really the songs that we sing in our churches. I'm going to sing two of them for you this morning. The first one I'm going to sing is Jesus Loves Me in Indian. And you can. It's a tune of Jesus Loves Me, but it's a words in Indian. Jesus Chano Kijis Joka Saku Chake Jis Hopuita Ki Inaki Yik Chake Jis In Yik Jis Chano Kijis Chano Kijis Chano Kijis That's Jesus Loves Me. And we have two languages in Florida among the Seminoles. And one is Miccosukee language and the other one is Creek. My grandfather talked Creek. So my mother started talking Creek. So I learned how to speak in Creek. My grandmother, my mother's mother, talked Miccosukee. So I learned how to speak Miccosukee. So they were both languages used in my language. In my family. So I'm going to sing the other one in Miccosukee. And this is a religious song too. Undi chas kanta piheiki. Undi chas kanta piheiki. Undi chas kanta Pihaikik monti okla kanton ingusa pasut monton itiwa ingusa pasut monton itiwa ingusa pasut monton itiwa monti okla kanton onti chas kanta piheiki onti chas kanta piheiki monti okla kanton. It means that all you people come and follow that Jesus have made a road. Let's all walk on that road. When we all get to heaven, we will all be brothers and sisters. It goes and repeat on some of these and goes on. And it's like an invitation song to the people. Thank you.
Well, there's something else that we can't get along without besides our First Citizens of Florida. Let's give Betty May another hand. We can't get along without this contraption. I'm sure it's the only one in the world. Parts of it was given to Velma Wiggins, who's going to play it for us, a bottle phone. And her husband, John, had to reconstruct it. And I believe he might have made the frame, but the notes are controlled by the amount of water in the bottles. And she's going to play us a tune now. Thank you. My name is nothing extra, so that I shall not tell characterizes folklore. You know that the authorship of true folk songs are lost in antiquity. But that's not so with our next rascal, Frog Smith, E.A. Smith, now from North Fort Myers, is a great wit, a great writer, a great artist, but he's a tall tale teller, second to none. And I asked him to come up here and won't let you stay long, Frog. Tell us a tall tale. Let's welcome Frog Smith from North Fort Myers.
Thank you, everybody. She told me to get out of here pretty quick, so I won't stay very long. But you know, the time has come. Things have gone so high that we can't afford to die. That's why I'm still around here. If you could afford to die, I'd be dead long ago, but I can't afford it. The only person that can afford to die these days is an insurance agent, because he's the only one sure of collecting on it. But the time used to be when anybody died in our neighborhood, instead of going to the undertaker and paying out a fortune to try to get him to go up and he should have go down, well, we just get out over there and get busy ourselves. Some of us would wash and dress whoever was dead. Others would make a coffin of pine. They'd give them a good bath and put them in that coffin. That's the first time, ain't it? Some of those old-timers ever had a good bath with sweet soap, and they smelled better dead than alive. I remember one time we went to sit up with a corpse, and that's hard to do is to stay awake all night when you don't have anything to talk about but how naturally the corpse looks. We sat up that night, and one fella, he had a long face and a mouth to match. He tipped his chair back and started snoring worse than a foghorn. Well, we couldn't keep him awake, so we put smut on his face. It wore off, the laugh wore off before he went back to sleep again, of course, but that was all. Well, then they put quinine on his tongue. He was back asleep again before the laugh wore off. Somebody got to rambling around the house trying to find something else to keep him awake with. They found a box of these old-time CCC, Carter's Compound Cathartic Pills. They started dropping them in his mouth. So they didn't drop 13 of them in his mouth before the box was empty. He slept the rest of that night, but he never slept for the next three nights. Well, that night, things began to happen around there. One of the girls, beautiful young lady, but she had a bad habit. She used snuff. And so she didn't want her boyfriend to know that she had a mouthful of scotch snuff. So she put her head out the window where the moon is shining pretty, and she kind of gargled a little bit about how pretty the moon was, and she spit in the chimney corner. And as it happened, the puppy was down there, and she spit right in the puppy's eye, that scotch snuff. Well, the poor little puppy went to having fits, and we had to get out of there or explode one or the other. The Baptist deacon, he had gone to sleep under the dining table, rolled out in his sleep. So one young lady that was just about big around as she was high, she headed for the kitchen in a long run to get out of there. She fell headlong over that deacon, and he come up a-swearing. Well, I thought maybe I'd kind of get out of the way quietly. And I went out the front door, but the back stairs were high as these bleachers around there, and a little fence across the top to keep the baby from falling out. So I started up those stairs and got about halfway up, and my nerve failed me. There was a young lady with a straddle of that fence up there and couldn't get off, and I was too bashful to help her. So I said right then I was going to draw a line. I thought I'd get out of the way there because I don't care to give anybody a bath, especially a lady who said it can't say, "I thank you."
He crossed his heart and hoped to die that it's so.
Truth is stranger than fiction. Because we hear such a little bit of it.
That's great. Yes, Frog writes a column for the Fort Myers paper. And in their weekly column, look for it. And he's gaining fame as a primitive artist. It's really wonderful. Let's give him another hand. You You won't find her name on the program, on this morning's program, but she's here all primed and ready, and I think that it's great to welcome one of our regulars, Sandra Thomas, from Delray Beach, Florida.
I sang at a coffee house at Florida State one time, and I met this wonderful young man. Thank you. Good traditional song. By the way, when we say a song is traditional, it means that it's so old that we do not know who wrote it, and it's just been handed down from one person to another. And this is one such song, and it's called Silver Dagger. Don't sing love songs, you'll wake my heart.